From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
And a good morning to you, Troy, from Southbound Records.
Good morning, Johnny.
Now, we're just playing some Saints and we were chatting about them off air. You were saying enormous in the UK, big in the UK.
Yeah, in the 76, 77, 78, which is, I guess, is the time that most people associate best with the Saints, those first three records, Unstrained and Eternally Yours, Prehistoric Sounds. Did you get that Prehistoric Sounds up at Southbound?
No, I haven't, but it's on the shelf, right?
It is, yeah. It was re-released last week. You should check it out. But what you should really check out is the first LP box set that we got, I'm Stranded Box, which is, what has it got? It's got the original LP. It's got an early mix of the LP, and it's got some live shows from 77 from, I think, Paddington Hotel and the Hope and Anchor in London. Really, really great stuff.
Excellent. It's so buzzy. Never been to New Zealand, apparently.
Well, Ed has been here a few times, and I think maybe Ed even came and did some Saint songs before, but certainly not with Ivor on drums.
Mm.
Or Mark Arm is
Mark
the singer.
Arm, that's awesome, eh? Man, that's so rad.
You know the last time Mark Arm was here as a singer for someone else?
Was it the DKT? DKT MC5?
Yeah.
Is that the last time he was here?
No, it's the last time he was here as a singer for someone who wasn't Mudhoney.
Yes. Yeah, I got the coolest t-shirt from that tour. I don't know where it is now. Such a cool MC5 t-shirt. It's one of my favourite t-shirts I've ever had, Troy.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Let's stay in the 70s for a moment, shall
mm-hmm.
we? Okay,
yep.
So... brand new today from the Soul Jazz record label. Now, immediately you're thinking, oh, it's going to be one of those Studio One reggae things. That's what you're thinking, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, well, you're wrong.
Okay.
This new Soul Jazz compilation is called Secret Superstar Sounds, Scraping Bubblegum Off My Soul, 1977 to 1980, Punk, Power Pop, New Wave, DIY. Which is a really long-winded way of saying what this is, which is... basically a bunch of singles from groups who either put out their own records or on like very, very small labels during that era, just after punk era when they'd look to the Buzzcocks and go, wait, they stuck out that Spiral Scratch on their own label and did it all themselves. Mm. We might as well do that.
Is this compilation regional specific? Is it like...
No, the one we're going to hear, it's a group from Bristol. The picture on the cover of these people who look not unlike your sartorial style, Johnny. These people on the cover, this is the squad who are from Newcastle. It's all over. Basically, it's just in the Soul Jazz blurb, they say it's the people who would go into a studio, make a record, and then try to figure out the marketing and everything else later. And often the marketing just meant, oh, we'll send our record to John Peel, and that was that. Mm. That's what it says. But some really good things. Most of these, in fact, I would say 60% of these names I'd never heard before. You know, they put out their one single, perhaps in an edition of 500 or 1,000, and they disappeared and they've not become sought after for any reason. But I was familiar with the one we're going to play by a group called The Letters. Now, The Letters were from, like I said, they were from Bristol, and they were on the Heartbeat label, which was a small regional indie that actually did kind of break through with a group called the Glaxo Babies in 1979 and 1980. See, the look of recognition on your face.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. Flying straight over my head, my eyes glazing over. But I'm excited to hear this.
I think you'll dig it. This one sort of, you know, even though I was saying to you before, even though it says punk, power pop, new wave, etc., the Letters were really part of the mod revival scene where the Chords and Secret Affair and everything were playing. But free piece, like the Jam, but not like the Jam. No, should we hear it?
Let's get it. So we're hitting Nobody Loves Me by The Letters. All right, let's drop that needle and just make sure that the 1200s are turned on. Here we go.
Nowhere.
Nobody Loves Me from The Letters.
You like that one?
Yeah, I did actually. I was very surprised. I wasn't expecting, I was expecting, I don't know what I was expecting. You said it was 1980.
Yeah, that's 1980.
Okay, I would, just going by the sound of that song, I'll go, oh, it's a bit, it's kind of like late 80s. But you were saying that was actually recorded in the 70s, that particular track.
Yeah, 79, they recorded, you know, about the time that, you know, just after Quadrophenia came out, mod revival exploded and everyone, tidied their act up a bit. Well, not everybody, as you can see from the cover of this record.
It's a nice little pop song, though. Very tight little number.
Yep, that, I suppose it does fit in that power pop thing that it says on the cover.
Yes.
Either way, as usual, it's like a really, really well put together soul jazz comp. And you would say, is the US stuff? No, it's UK only. It's like a snapshot of sort of indie label UK. Late 70s, 80.
I'm just curious, would you say, like, the people that put these comps together, they're just crazy crate diggers with these enormous record collections? How do they find all this stuff? Is it just, do they have one person tasked with putting together a compilation like that, or is
it's all done in-house,
a team?
And I'd say that Stuart, it's mainly driven by him, who's one of the owners of Soul Jazz. I'm thinking that the stuff like that, and there are DIY comps that related to the US, sort of independent punk rock and that kind of thing. I think that's like totally Stuart. But I could.
Do they then just like track down these old bands and send emails and phone calls and faxes and go door knocking to find some? Because like some of these bands must be, you know, like pretty much vanished into like the mist.
Oh yeah.
Is it hard to get the permission to release some of the stuff?
I think in a lot of cases there's, you know, that everything is licensed, like they don't do bootlegs.
Yeah,
everything's licensed. In a lot of cases that it's easy to find the rights owners if you're talking about Studio One reggae, for example. In cases of ones like that, I think it's a little more difficult, and it probably takes quite a while, you know, like I don't want to hark on about these funny-looking guys on the cover, but they never did anything else. It was on an indie label, but not really a label. It was just themselves. And they, you know, tracking down these guys, it's going to take some time.
Yes, yeah. What a fun journey. Now, what's the next record that is on the shelf today at Southbound?
Okay, do you want to go back to the 80s, or do you want to stay in 2025?
I don't know. Let's go to the 80s because we're in the 80s.
So another record label that does quite excellently compiled collections is Strut, of course. And Strut are now up to volume 3 of their Debs collection. And do you know what Debs is? No. Henri Debs was like a guy that had started recording stuff in Guadeloupe in, I think, in the 1950s. He started with like a two-track, you know, above his shop, whatever. And by the 80s, he had kind of an empire. He wasn't the only record label in Guadeloupe, but he was the one that had his finger on the pulse. He had clubs. He had a chain of record stores. And by the 80s, it really sort of exploded for him with the style, which was known as Zouk. Now, you were telling me you were a real big fan of Zouk before, weren't you? John was telling me
Zouk is a genre?
Well, kind of a genre. Yeah. It's in the Caribbean, oftentimes, like what in the Western world we go, that's a genre. It might refer specifically to a dance or a part of the musical culture. Zouk, I guess, if you were to consult the Dummies Guide, let's look in here.
Going to Google, the genre.
Okay, so it's kind of like a Creole funk kind of thing, and it wasn't really centered around a band, but the band Kassav were the ones that like really kicked it into high gear, and by high gear I mean outside the Caribbean, not just in Paris, But South America, parts of North America, you know, Florida, everything, certain clubs in London. And it became like quite a thing. And you will recognise when we play this one by Dominique Pinol, Come On Baby, which I think is 1983, you're going to recognise the style pretty much straight away.
Let's hear it. Let's go for this. This is I got to say I quite like the artwork on this one, and I like it's quite a heavy weighted cover. Is it a double?
It's a double LP, heavy weighted cover. It doesn't go overboard on liner notes or anything like that. But it says here, Guadeloupe's greatest label hits the 80s, featuring Rare Zouk, Boogie, and Quokka Modern. So
let's give it a spin.
Yeah.
Qui moun qui était là avant entrer? Vous pouvez venir de n'importe quel pays, la couleur à vous, de n'importe qui laisse là, ça partit comme vous l'aimez. Vous pouvez venir de n'importe quel pays, la couleur à vous, de n'importe qui laisse là, ça partit comme vous l'aimez. Même si vous cabrelez, si vous aimez café, pas aimé piment. Ou hay banan la, oui, même si ou aime blanc. Ou hay tout nek la, un pays indien la. Ou hay chinois la, oui. Ou pe vini de n'importe pays la poule. A vous pe n'importe qui laisse la, sa patrie, bon poule. Oui, c'est ça. Ou pe vini de n'importe pays la poule. A vous pe n'importe qui laisse la, sa patrie, bon poule. Bon problème, chérie.
Dominique Pinol?
Yeah. Did you like
like that, Troy. I like that one. So that song was called Come On Baby from the Stebs 3 compilation?
Yeah, the new one from Strut. It does have a subtitle. What is the subtitle?
Music Maladie, Zouk, Boogie, and GWA. What's
Guaca?
Guaca.
Yeah.
Modern, 1982 to 1993.
So what you have there is like a kind of a Creole fusion of, well, not a fusion really, but you can hear Afrobeat, you can hear James Brown big time, you know. But I mean, but I'm not saying that they just took things in to make the music, because stuff that came out of Guadeloupe at that time sort of permeated through Florida and further afield. In fact, the Caribbean in general, the music which is, you know, originated there is emanated way, way further than you'd expect from a small geographic area.
Just international connections, you know, the French and the Dutch, and I suppose the States being so there's just the European tie and the proximity to the States, I guess, and just the vibes, on that, you know. Like, who doesn't want to chill to that, you know, with a pina colada and a bit of a palm tree beside you?
I thought you said that you wanted to learn the dances that go with it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. And do it at home all the time.
I actually did say that would be a nice bit of wax to have, for, you know, just like throw on while you got people coming around your house or something, you know. People, so vibey.
I think it's the kind of thing that people don't sort of go, oh, is this that world music? People just go,
this is good. Yeah, rad. Now, okay, what have we got? This one, I like the artwork on this.
This is amazing artwork, isn't it?
And I thought to myself, is this an old record or a new record?
Well, this is the brand new record by Daria Yildirim and Group Shimshik. And they are, in fact, based in Hamburg in Germany. Now, they've done some records before. In fact, I think in the shop we've still got the last one, which is this fantastic double that Bongo Joe put out. And I'm surprised that you didn't recognise the name, because that last record was the kind of Anatolian psychedelia, which has like quite heavy guitars and stuff. So I thought that you would have known that one. But anyway, they've now signed to Big Crown, and this record is produced by Leon Michels. Okay, so like almost everything on Big Crown these days, it becomes an El Michels affair type thing. But what Daria Yildirim, what they do is...
Is it Turkish? Do they do that Turkish kind of style? That seems to be the Bongo Joe.
Yeah, that Anatolian vibe. But when we say Anatolian in terms of Bongo Joe and in terms of this kind of popular music, we are talking that kind of folky psychedelic 60s sort of style. It does have the lead instrument that she plays. She's a singer, and the lead instrument she plays is a saz, you know, a seven string lute, you know, the ones that has that particular, you'll recognize.
Oh, yes, of
the
course.
Sound. No, you recognize the sound.
The seven string lute.
Yeah. The Baharam, in fact, I think it's called. But they're, so you say, is this that Turkish kind of thing? Well, she is of Turkish origin. She considers herself German.
I feel like I'm going to come up to Southbound and buy this record straight after this feature, you've even played it.
I think you might.
Okay, take my money. All right, yeah.
I'll take your money.
Okay.
Give us a little bit more.
What else have we got? What other information on these guys?
Okay. Four-piece group.
Yeah.
Two women, two men. The two men are French. They both live in France. The drummer, she comes from South Africa. Daria Yildirim is from Hamburg. Okay. Her parents were Turkish. What else would you like to know about them?
I think we just need to hear it.
All right.
I feel like I'm going to buy this.
Okay.
I can just sense something is telling me that before I even hear it.
Okay, so here's the poppiest tune on the record.
And this is called Cool Hand?
Cool Hand.
Okay.
Açmadı gene gözlerim.
Okay, I'll see you at Southbound in like 10 minutes, Troy.
Yeah, Daria Yildirim and Group Shimshik. It's their brand new album released today worldwide.
Yes, so that is hot, fresh off the press there, out on vinyl and worldwide this very morning.
Yeah, now what was it you were saying? What did that remind you of?
Krungbin.
Yeah,
there's
of course.
A little, some Krungbin vibes in there.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that it has the same sort of appeal as that, in that it's, you know, it's taking... I don't need to describe it. We've just heard it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what we're saying. Oh, I'll tell you something though, Johnny.
Yes.
These ones don't wear wigs.
Okay.
Don't you remember when you said that?
Don't wear wigs.
You were horrified when you discovered Krungbin were wearing wigs in their concerts.
That's just like... yeah. Do they? Can someone provide a photo of Krungbin without wigs on? Is that floating around?
I don't know, but I remember you said you wouldn't even buy the new record because you found out they wore wigs. Yeah. You felt betrayed.
Do they wear wigs? Surely it's their real hair. Surely that's just a rumor that they wear wigs.
I don't know. They can wear wigs if they want.
Yeah.
But these ones don't. So.
All right. Hey, Troy from Southbound Record. Thank you for making the journey in here this morning. Just up the road from BFM next to T. White's Bikes. I'm going to go get a new front light for my bike and I'm going to buy some vinyl this morning.
All right. We'll see you in about half an hour.
Okay.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.